And finally, and this is the last poem I'm going to read. If some of you grew up in the 1970s, or maybe had children who grew up in the 1970s, you may be familiar with the Clangers. They are pink knitted mice who live on the moon. This is a poem about the Clangers, and it's for Gerald Boyle. The Clangers. This planet, this cloudy planet, is the Earth. We cannot guess how flawed and insignificant it is unless we travel in our imaginations to another star, to another stone-pocked sphere without atmosphere, where an orderly people, curious and conciliatory, stares out across the vast and silent territory of intergalactic space, dreaming of otherness, which arrived once in the shape of an iron chicken they cobbled together from sky detritus. It couldn't understand its own coordinates and blundered all over the meteor garden until Tiny Clanger, there now, there, calmed it into submission like a hoarse whisperer. As thanks, it laid an iron egg before flapping away to its spiky nest. The egg was filled with staves, which Tiny Clanger planted and watched turn into music trees. On other star-bright days, when otherness fails to visit them, the Clangers resort to flying machines to snatch whatever passing implement or instrument they can. Flying machines are Major Clanger's passion. It is the randomness of sky fishing that excites him. A functioning television set or a hat with live inhabitants, whatever the harvest is, it must be clamorously exhibited for the benefit of everyone, then taken on a trolley to the soup dragon. Inside the Clanger planet, there are caves and caves and caves full of flowers, and only the glow buzzers know they are there at all. Small Clanger got lost once, like all the countless dead before Theseus, following the glow buzzers to the glow honey source. At first, he didn't notice. The cave's an enticement of pearly lights and unexpected airiness, the flowers a theatre. While Granny Clanger nodded over her knitting, he was bowing to each extraordinary face in turn. Eventually, the glow buzzers led him out again. Goodbye, Clangers, that stretched and iridescent shawl of stars and dark between your world and mine is beckoning. Tuck yourselves into bed, fold your ears over your eyes, whistle your singing kettle breath, one last time. Thank you.